Whether you want to deepen your spiritual connection, enhance your relationship, change your financial situation, experience more happiness, overcome emotional issues, or whatever it is you desire to change, change is a necessary part of our lives. Hi, I'm Alicia Isaacs, founder of Changing Inside Out Now. And today's topic we will cover, where does change begin? Why we must change? Change your belief, change your life. Preparing the soul of the subconscious mind to accept the new change. Understanding the conscious and subconscious mind. How do we change? So let's get right into it. In order to change, one must adopt and cultivate a mindset of transformation and change in order to invite its appearance. If you dislike the results you're getting in your life, it is time to stop and make a change. To keep moving on in that path, thinking and acting the same will ensure you keep getting the same results. You must stop. Take stock of your life. Figure out which direction you're heading and head that way. Which direction are you going? What are the steps are you taking in your life? You have to adopt and cultivate that mindset, that transformation, in order to invite its appearance. If your mindset is not there, change will not show up. Your mind has to create that change. You have to set and create that environment for change to come about in your life. There are things that you need to put in place in order for you to overcome any situation that you are working on in your life. And if you dislike the results that you're getting, well, it's time that you stop. Don't keep going on and continuing, but stop and evaluate yourself and see where you can make that change. What are the things that you can do to change your life? If you're driving a car and you haven't decided on the destination, how will you know which way to go? That's just crazy. If you're going to drive a car, you need to know exactly where you're going, what's your destination. But first, you determine your destination. You know exactly where you're going. You could get out a map and plan your route, or at least ask someone for directions if you get lost along the way. We do this in our practical life. Why not do that in the things that we're trying to change, those areas that are more intangible, that we can't really see, but we know that we have to change, those emotional areas, those thought patterns that we're dealing with on a constant basis. Those are the things that we need to look into and decide what it is we want to achieve in our lives, what it is we want to accomplish, and work from there. So first of all, in order to deal with this, we have to understand then, where does change begin? Understanding where change begins is the first step to creating change in your life on purpose. Because if you don't understand where change begins, then you're going running around changing other areas, the externals of your life, and you're not getting anywhere. You end up being frustrated and still struggling in certain areas. But if you understand where change begins, then you can work towards creating that change from that place which is inside of us. Change begins within us. In anything that we want to change, you don't change the outward first. You begin inwardly. You change inside of you. And these are the steps we're going to go through today to see how you go about changing inside of you. What are the things and the mindset you need to adopt so you can create the external change that you want in your life? In order to change, we must make a decision to change. When we make a decision to change, our perspective on life shifts and life begins to take on a different form. It's an inside job to changing your life. So this is what I call a focused, determined decision. You don't make that decision as a one-time deal and it's over. But every day you will reaffirm your decision for change, that this is your new life, in order for that change to actually stick. You have to make a decision in order to avoid procrastination. Because if you're going back and forth and you're thinking, well, maybe I'll do this or maybe I'll do that, you haven't made a final decision, a focused, determined decision where you know exactly what it is you want, you're focused on it, and you're determined to have the results that you're looking for in your life. So when you've come to a place where your life is going downhill, or you can't seem to make heads or tails of where you're going, and you're feeling stuck, and you've just had enough, it's time to make a change. If you're feeling stuck in your life, well, you know you have to do something to change from where you are and where you want to go. And it comes back, as we said before, a decision has to be made, and you have to know exactly what it is you want. You have to know where the direction in where you're going. If you feel that you're going downhill and things are not working out, you don't even know if you're going or you're coming some days, you feel like you're totally lost, you need to stop and evaluate what it is I want out of my life. You just keep going every day and thinking that, oh, it will just all change on its own. No, you have to create that change. You have to do that by making that decision, knowing exactly what it is you want out of life, and make that decision to change. You resolve within yourself that the time for change has come. There has to be a better way to live. And at that moment, the decision is made which sets the wheels in motion to search for answers that would bring about positive results. See, once you get into that mindset and that mind frame of change, it sets the wheels in motion. It opens up the way for the universe to bring to you the answers that you desire to create this change that you desire in your life. And when you create that stage, so to speak, in your life, the answers come. You're in that position to receive them, and you're able to see them when they do come, when they do show up, because you're looking for them. When you're not looking for it, they may show up, but guess what? You're not looking for it, you're not interested in it, and they go by you. But when you make that decision, your mind is in that frame, and your eyes are open to receive, to see, and then to take action on the new answers that you get. Our external results are only the fruit of the thought seeds planted in our minds that have taken root within our subconscious, which is our internal programming, germinated, grown, and matured to bear fruit. Therefore, to change the fruit, we need to go directly to the root. So everything that we have outside of us, our experiences then, came as a result of our thought seeds, whether they were implanted there by ourselves or through parenting or society, from your peers. It all started with the thought seeds, which you have basically accepted. So when you've accepted that as part of your belief, it begins to take root in your subconscious mind, that internal programming that of your internal beliefs. Then they begin to germinate. They begin to grow and to mature to the point where they're actually bearing fruit, which is your external experiences. So you're seeing things in your outer world now, in your experience that you don't like, the thoughts that you're thinking, the experiences you're having. Where do you go to change these experiences? You go back to the root, where is your thinking pattern, and begin to change that. You're not going to cut down an apple tree and expect oranges to grow the next day, if it's oranges that you want. In order to change that apple fruit that you're getting, you have to go to the root, uproot the entire tree, and in its place, plant orange seeds instead. Every day you're going to nurture the orange seeds, you're going to cause them, which will cause them to grow, and at the time, at the right time, it will produce orange fruit. It is the same thing in our lives. You have to go to the root of the thoughts that are producing the fruit in your life right now so you can create the change that you want. Go to the root, plant new thought seeds to be able to create new fruit experiences in your life. Nature is constantly changing and renewing, bringing plants and trees to the point of fulfilling their destiny, which is to mature and produce fruit. We're constantly changing, growing, renewing until we come to full maturity. And in every area of our lives, we are growing on a daily basis, on a daily basis. And what's the purpose? Our purpose is to produce fruit. A plant grows, a tree grows, and you know what? Its purpose is to mature and produce fruit. So what is the fruit that we're experiencing in our lives? Do we like the fruit? And that's the question that we need to ask. Do we like our experiences? When we are open to change, we are no longer stagnant and lifeless, but life-producing energy flows through us, taking us to new levels of being. Being meaning the way that you're living, how you are inside, who you are inside. Okay? If we are to live a full and enriched life, change is a necessary part of our personal growth. Now, you may be a person that doesn't like change. You like everything to stay the same. You don't like to come out of your comfort zone. But nothing ever stays the same. Life is constantly changing. You look around you in nature, the seasons. You have winter, you have spring, you have summer, you have fall. And every year it's something that's different. Even in your own experiences, you were once a child, then you've matured into, you've grown into a teenager, then you've matured into an adult. And life continues to go on and on. Nothing stays the same. So we are really defeating our purposes in life if we're wanting things to stay the same and not wanting to grow and mature and go past certain things. Yes, certain things that we enjoy, we'd like to prolong those things. But when we stay within that frame of enjoyment on one area of our life, you know, you're not giving yourself room for other areas to grow or to actually enjoy other experiences. You'll continue to long for the same experiences and never experience anything new. And even the things that you enjoy now, if you hadn't continued to grow and allow room for that to come into your life, you would not be able to say, well, I enjoy doing this. So change is a necessary part of our lives. Growth is a necessary part of our process of living on the earth. So day after day, our bodies are changing on the physical level. And we are also changing internally as well, on a spiritual level. The question is, are we moving closer to light or away from it? Are we going towards our original nature or gravitating to the facade of our external world? Our original nature is light and beauty. The facade of this world says, you can have all these external things and forget about your connection with the source. And that light and that beauty. And there is no hope you continue running after the things of on an external level and you're still not satisfied. You have to return within to the source of your power and connect from there, just as the tree is connected to the soil. We need to be connected to and stay connected to the source of our power. So now we're going to go into change your belief, change your life. Preparing the soil of the subconscious mind to accept the new change. So you've decided that you're going to change your life. You decided that you want to change the way that you're thinking. That you want to change your relationship. You want to change your career. You want to change your financial situation. You want to be happy. How do you go about changing these aspects of your life? You have to change the internal programming, and that's by changing your belief in order to change any area of your life. So I like using a practical example, like the garden experience, to show how the subconscious mind works, because it is very intangible, and it is not that you can actually see it to say, okay, well, this is how it operates. So we use something that's pretty practical that anyone could look at a garden and think, okay, yes, I understand how that goes, right? So if you find you're not having the results you want, then perhaps it's time to check with your belief system. It's time to go to the subconscious mind where all of your beliefs are stored from since your childhood up until now. There is where you learn to walk, where you learn to talk, where all of the training that you got from since you were a child stays with you, whether good or bad, all of it is inside of you and creates who your experiences today. Your way of thinking, your way of dealing with things, all came along as you continued from your childhood and you matured into the man or woman that you are today. Some of them you may not realize are there controlling your current outcome. And you may be wondering why you can't get beyond where you are right now. It's time to change your belief and change your life. So this is how the conscious and the subconscious mind works. When we understand the difference between the two and we understand the role that the conscious mind plays and the role that the subconscious mind plays, then we can better understand what's happening inside of us. And we can make the adjustments because now we have a better understanding of what's going on. Your conscious mind is like the gardener, making decisions as to what seeds are sown in your garden, what stays in your garden or not. It is the organizer of your garden. It's the decision maker of your life. You make the decisions in your life, what you choose to accept as your belief or not. Your conscious mind, you are the decision maker. Now, in a garden, the gardener makes the decision as to what seeds get planted where. The gardener decides how he's going to organize his garden. She decides what plants go where. He or she is the decision maker, and so are you in your life. You are the one that determines what enters into your life, what beliefs that you want to accept in your life, because as you accept these ideas and concepts and beliefs in your life, these are the things that will begin to grow. They will take root inside of you, grow as part of your internal belief, and mature into your external experience. That is why it's important that when you understand the role of the conscious mind, you, the gardener, you decide what comes into your life or not. Then you can better handle your life. When people say things to you that you don't approve of, or you never amount to anything, or life is so bad, you can decide, no, life is good. Yes, I can do great things. You can change those things about your life. You do not have to accept them as your reality, as part of your belief. So even if you grew up as a child with internal programming of not being good enough, of not measuring up to a sister or a brother or a friend or a cousin, you do not have to accept that as your belief today. Now you can go in and you look at it and you think, that's what I was told when I was a child. Now that I'm older and I'm grown up, I understand my place and I know that I have a right to be here as anybody else. And I have worth. I have value. I could achieve anything in my life just like anyone else. I do not have to accept those old recordings in my life. I can move on with my life. I can continue to grow and enhance my life from here. That is the role of the gardener, the decision maker. Okay? And you can change that in your life. You do not have to accept any limited beliefs in your life at all. Now, your subconscious mind is like the soil. It grows everything. And the soil does not discriminate against which seed to grow or not. Like the soil, the subconscious mind does not discriminate as to what thoughts to accept or not accept as your belief. Whatever you, the gardener of your life, decides will be your belief, the subconscious mind will accept that as your internal programming and draw to you the experiences, circumstances, events, and people to manifest that belief. So you are the gatekeeper of your life. When you decide that I shall be financially free, when you decide that I shall be healthy, that I am healthy, when you decide that I am mentally free, when you decide that your self-worth, that you are worthy to be here and that you deserve all of the goodness that life has to offer, then the subconscious mind accepts that. And as you continue to reaffirm that belief every day in your life, you find that you will start to produce the fruit of that belief. Because now you have changed that internal programming. You have stopped the old tape of low self-esteem and low self-worth, or you're not able to be able to succeed in life, or accepting poverty as your birthright, to now accepting abundance as your birthright, because you've changed that internal programming. So like the garden, the seeds you sow will produce the fruit of its kind. So similarly, your thought seeds become your belief and will produce the fruit of that seed in your life. So you decide then that you're going to change that thought from poverty to abundance, from having low self-esteem to building self-confidence, from having a terrible relationship, having terrible relationships, to having happy relationships, to having a happy life. And when you start changing those thought seeds and you put these good thought seeds into your mind, into your subconscious mind, into the soil of your subconscious, now you start giving yourself a chance for that to produce fruit in your life. It becomes a part of your belief system. For example, if your thought seeds are of lack, poverty, or sickness, you will manifest these things. However, if your thought seeds are of abundance, wealth, health, or happiness, you will manifest these things as well. So whatever you decide as your thought seeds that you accept as your belief and you keep nurturing that over and over with your words, your emotions, your thoughts, over and over, they become your reality. They become a part of your experience. So let's look at the subconscious mind as another way. Think of your subconscious mind as your computer program. In order for a program to get onto your computer, you or your programmer would have to install it there. So every time your computer turns on, it starts up according to the programming installed on your computer. If you want a different program, you can't just turn on your computer and decide, oh, well, I'm going to change the program and expect it to change. That's not how it works. You must first uninstall the original program and then install the new program you desire. Now, suppose you decide to add the new program to your computer while the old is still there. That may cause a problem as well due to conflict in programming. So instead of getting the old results or even the new results, you find that you're coming up with more computer problems. So it's the same thing with your subconscious mind. When you're a child, all through your teenage years, you've been programmed by your family, friends, and society. And some of these programming you're consciously aware of, but they still influence your life and the way you think about things. So what's happening here is that the conflict in program is like you're trying to create something new. You decide, okay, I'm going to change my life and just move on. And you've not gone into the root of what was causing the problem in the first place in your life. You've left that root, and what happens as you've decided to plant the new thought seeds, the right conditions will cause the old roots to surface from time to time. Let me give you an example. Some time ago, I believe it was last year, we were planting our garden. And when we planted the garden, we noticed that our four clocks were growing nicely, our flowers, they were growing really nicely. But what happened is that in the soil, when we looked in the soil, you can see the roots of our rose hips growing back. Now, we had cut away some of that, but not all of it. The root of the rose bush was actually coming up among the 4 o'clock flowers that we had planted. And then we started to dig away at these roots. But what was happening is that as we dug away at them, they were starting to uproot the 4 o'clock flowers that we had already planted. So we had to leave that until this year when we planted our new garden. Before we planted the new seeds, we actually had to go in, dig up the soil, and cut away that big root from the rose bush so they would not grow up in between our 4 o'clock plants. Now, this is similar. Look at your life as well. You have areas in your life that you're trying to make the changes, but every time that you make changes, you find that the old tapes start playing in your head. And what progress that you tried to make before becomes overrun by the old tape, the old roots that's inside of you. So you need to take the time to go back and uproot those things. So in order to change your outer behavior and get the results you're looking for, you need to uninstall original programming. You need to get to the root of the original thought, the ideas and beliefs, and consciously make a decision to change them and replace them with the new. Just like we dug away, you kept digging away until we found where the root actually started. And we were able to cut away the roots so they don't interfere with what we were trying to accomplish, which is another flower garden. And this is what you have to do with your own life. Getting rid of the old roots, getting down, doing some soul searching, taking stock of your life, and getting to those roots and uprooting them. And this sometimes takes a process. It is a process. Now, we didn't get all of the roots like just one chop and that was it. We had to keep digging away until we got to the main root, and we were able to pull up that huge root. We really had to dig deep to get to the huge root, to get it out. And sometimes certain things in your life, you have to dig deep down. It's so way embedded inside of you. You have to dig deep down and take that time to get to the root and get it up so you can free yourself from that entanglement, so you can continue to grow and emerge into the lifestyle that you desire to have. Now, how did these old programming get there? By daily repetition or emotional impact that you've accepted and held as your belief. So things that were repeated to you over and over and over, whether by your parents, your peers, the people that took care of you, your teachers, over and over, and you said you agreed with it and said, oh, okay, that's how life is. Or things that really emotionally impacted you in your life. They had such a strong impact on you. They left such a strong impression, and you accepted that as your way of life. Okay? So that's how it got there in the first place. So then, how do you know what you believe? This is where you need to become quiet. Stop and feel your emotions about a situation. Say it's about a relationship or happiness. Stop and ask why you don't believe that you can keep a relationship or have the relationship you want or even live a happy life. This will take some repetition. reminding yourself that you have a new belief, much like the need to remind yourself that the year is now 2010 and not 2009. Even though you consciously know that the year has changed, you may still have the tendency to write 2009. And why is that? Because of the internal programming. You got used to doing that, so it became a habit. So by constant conscious reminder and repetition, you plant the new thought into your subconscious until by the time February rolls around, you have no problem writing 2010. And even if you forgot in between there, automatically something inside of you triggered and you say, oh no, it's not 2010, it's 2009. Okay? So this is how you remind yourself, and you're constantly putting by repetition over and over and over. You're nurturing that new thought seed, taking care of it, causing it to get the best chance that it can to grow and mature and produce fruit in your life. Now, if you still agree with that belief that you can't keep a relationship or have the relationship you want or even live a happy life or whatever it is you desire, then until you change your way of thinking and then ultimately your beliefs, you'll still continue to get the results you're getting now because that's embedded in you. And until you take out that root, just like the garden again, until you take out the root from in the soil, it will continue to grow. Year after year, you'll continue to get that same experience. The root of the garden of our rose bush will continue to grow because it's in the right environment. What's going to happen in your own life, certain things will trigger that belief and cause it to spring up, the right environment. Only until you deal with it, you go to the root of it, you look at it, you examine it, you uproot it, and this is all a conscious decision that you're making. Just like a gardener goes into the garden and consciously takes his tools and dig away at that root until it comes right up. It's the same thing with your own life. You have to go inside of your own self, into the soil of your garden, and dig away at that old root, get it up, and move on so you can move on with your life. Because you'll continue to have that same results over and over again. So take the time today to have a talk within yourself. And even more so, listen to what your feelings are telling you. They hold the key to what your subconscious mind has been programmed to believe. So when you really think about what do I believe, you listen to your emotions, listen to your feelings. You can feel your body tense when you probably mention the name of this particular person. You may feel that resentment or feel that anger. Or if you hear about a particular situation, you may feel that anger towards the situation because why? You've experienced the same thing and that experience has left an impact in your life which is hindering you from moving on. So every time you think about it, you can feel your body respond in a certain way that is unfavorable, and that is what you have to deal with. So use this method to transform any area of your life, wealth, health, relationship, career, and change your belief, change your life. You just need to identify what areas I need to change and then go about from there changing, taking the necessary steps to change your life and keep repeating it over and over and over. Now, exactly how do we change? So let's look at the chart number one to go through the process here of change. First, it begins with your thoughts, then your perspective, your experience, internalized action, and outward manifestation. Now, we'll break this down to explain how the chart affects your life, the information here. When we change our thoughts, the way that we're thinking about our life, and our circumstances, our perspective changes. The way we look at things change. So when we're changing our thoughts then affect the way we look at our situation, the way we're thinking about your situation. In other words, if it's your relationship or your self-image, how are you thinking about that? When you change your way of thinking about low self-esteem, or change your way of thinking that I have a really bad life, to start seeing your life from a different perspective, to see that you deserve to be here just like anybody else, that you can achieve anything you want just like anybody else who have done it before. That way of changing your perspective on your life and your experiences begin to change, and the way that you look at yourself and you look at things begin to change. So when our perspective changes, our experiences change as well. So inside of you, you begin to feel that change that's taking place inside of you, because you've now looked at your situation as being hopeful and not hopeless. You're looking at your life as being deserving instead of being undeserving. Like you're just you're doing someone a favor by being here on the earth, and it's not like you have a right to be here. So as a result of our experiences beginning to change, the way how we feel about our own situation and about our lives, our internalized action, those action steps in the form of inspired ideas, lead to outward manifestation of our desires. So here you have these internalized action. Now, those inspired ideas, those things that come to you and says to you, okay, well, this is the action step that you can take now to enhance your self-image. These are the action steps you can change now you can use now to change your financial situation. These are the action steps you can take now to enhance your relationship. These are the action steps you can take now regarding the way you see other people and see yourself. So the internalized action now are those inspired ideas of which you're going to implement in your life, which will lead to the outward manifestation of your desires. You begin to have a manifestation, different manifestation as opposed to the ones you were having before. Now let's look at chart 2. Your imagination, which is your inner vision, shape or mold, inner transformation, physical action, tangible results. Now, our inner vision is seen through our imagination. Anything that you want to achieve in life, any vision that you have that inner vision and that desire to achieve these things in your life. It is seen through your imagination. If you cannot see it, if you cannot see where you want to go, there's no way of going there. Even if you decide that you're going to leave your home and you're going to go to the grocery store, you are seeing that image in your mind where you're going to go. If it is you cannot see that image in your own life of the direction that you want your life to go, then you're not going to be able to get there because you don't have a target that you're aiming for. Sometimes you may need to detour from the route that you're taking, but the destination stays the same. So your inner vision is seen through your imagination. And as you see this through your imagination, it shapes and molds us into the people that we become. So you're seeing that image over and over in your mind of who you want to be. It begins to shape and mold you on the inside because your thinking changes and every part of you changes to match that image that you are seeing inside of you through your imagination. And you are beginning to become that person internally, which results in your inner transformation. Now, before you can ever see the results outwardly in your life, there's that inner transformation that begins internally inside of you. Before you can ever see a tree mature and bring in fruit, that tree has a potential inside of it to bring forth that outward manifestation of fruit. And so do you. You have the potential inside of you as you're being shaped and molded by your inner vision and your imagination. You begin to feel that inner transformation. And that inner transformation is reflected in our physical action, which produces the tangible results. So your inner transformation, you feel that change inside of you, propels you now into action, and action steps, physical action steps that directs you into the path that you should go to produce the tangible results that you want in your reality. So now let's now look at both charts together. How are we going to merge these charts together? Our change thoughts, that's a beginning point, our thoughts. So think about your situation now and start from the beginning. Your change thoughts influence your imagination and inner vision. So what are you thinking about will affect what you're seeing in your mind's eye and change your vision for the direction of your life, that inner vision, okay? So stop and think about what you're thinking about, which in turn changes our perspective. So when you start seeing things in a negative perspective, through that foggy glasses then, you're not seeing things clearly as they should be or can be in your life. And according to how you're seeing things, that will affect your perspective of them. Whether you see positive or you see them as being negative. You see yourself as being having abundance or being happy, or you see yourself as having a miserable life and in lack all the time. So it starts with your thoughts, which influences your imagination, your inner vision, which changes your perspective, shaping and molding us into the person we become. So we are being shaped and molded into the person that we're transforming into. And as we enter the experience of inner transformation, internalized action in the form of inspired ideas lead to physical action, producing outward manifestation, creating tangible results. So we experience this from the inside of us, which causes that inner transformation internally. And when we get those inspired actions, they're the internalized action. Because you can see that. You can see the steps that you need to take. Something is like a light bulb goes on in your head and you think, aha, I can do this. Okay? These come in the form of inspired ideas and they lead to physical action. And as you take these physical actions based on your inspired ideas, they're producing outward manifestation and creating tangible results in your life. But it all starts where? Inside of you. It all starts from where? Your thoughts. That's where it all begins. Not going around trying to change your outward experiences and hoping that your thoughts would change to match up. That's not how it works. For example, if you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to lose weight, and you get some results, but later on you go back again with this weight issue, and you're struggling all your life with weight issue. But you, the individual, you're thinking the same way. You're always thinking about yourself as being fat. You're always thinking of yourself as, oh, it's hard to lose weight, or it's hard to do this, or it's, I don't ever look good in anything. Okay? You have to create that change inside of you before you can see the results that you want externally. And that's why you're bouncing back and forth, because you, the individual, have not changed the thinking patterns inside of you. So you're still struggling with that. You don't like yourself. You don't like the way you look. You can't stand yourself. So therefore, as you continue to think that way, you keep getting the same results over and over, and then you're unhappy with your life. Keep in mind our thoughts affect our imagination and our inner vision, our perspective, which shapes and molds us into having those internalized experiences and inner transformation, giving us internalized action or inspired ideas, leading to physical action. We produce outward manifestation and tangible results. Our thoughts begin to change as we replace them with new thoughts. Our new thought seeds begin to germinate until they mature and produce external fruit. So even when we decide that we want to change our thoughts, we must nurture our thought seeds. Just like a gardener nurtures that garden, ensuring that no weeds come up and overrun his new crop. It's the same thing with our lives. You have to guard those new thoughts, nurturing them every day with our love, with our intentions, with the words that we speak, speaking life into our thought seeds. You know, if it is that it's your health, I am healthy, I am whole. And start seeing those things happening inside of you, your inner vision, start seeing that as being a part of your reality. And this comes to the end of our topic today. This is Alicia Isaacs, Changing Inside Out Now.